Ekološki magazin Radio Kotora.
Eko kutak.
Zeleni pozdrav slušalcima Radio Kotora.
Na Kritu su od 16. do 21. oktobra održani godišnji skupovi nacionalnih operatera programa Plava zastavica i Zeleni ključ. Bila je to jedinstvena prilika da preko 50 učesnika upozna ovo predivno grčko ostrvo i dva grada domaćina, Hanju i Retimno, te da razmijene iskustva i definišu ciljeve budućeg razvoja ovih značajnih programa Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju.
Pođimo redom.
Od uvijek je svega bilo, ali se sve brzo mijenja.
Našoj sredini u kojoj živimo, sada smo postali prijetnja.
Eko kutak.
Šesnaestog i 17. oktobra u gradu Hanja održan je redovni godišnji skup koordinatora programa Plava zastavica. Bila je to prilika da se sagleda izvještaj prethodne sezone u kojoj gotovo 4000 lokacija diljem planete nosilo ovo prestižno ekološko priznanje. Sve prisutne pozdravila je Lourdes Diaz, članica izvršnog odbora Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju.
On behalf of the board of directors and the international headquarters, I would like to give you a warm welcome to our 2014 Blue Flag National Operators meeting. As you received already the agenda, by the topics that we will be discussing, it promises to be a great one with a lot of learning experiences. We will be discussing issues on water quality, and we have the presence of our expert in water from the World Health Organization, Mr. David Kay, who has honored us with his presence. We will be talking also about the new criteria for the ecotourism boats as an expansion of our Blue Flag programs. We will have the opportunity to share good practices from different countries, from our national operators, because that is what we at Blue Flag is about sharing experience and learning from each other.
Ispred domaćina Grčkog društva za zaštitu prirode, inače najstarije nevladine organizacije u oblasti zaštite životne sredine u Grčkoj, obratio se njen predsjednik Nikos Petrus.
Esteemed colleagues, dear friends, I would like to welcome all of you on behalf of the Hellenic Society for the Protection of Nature, and thank you for being here with us, having traveled from so far from all over the world. As some of you may know, the Hellenic Society for the Protection of Nature is the oldest environmental NGO in the country. It was founded back in 1951 in an era where those things that we talk about and which form the basis of the programs, some of them did not even exist as concepts or ideas, let alone being implemented. I must say that even from that age, environmental education or education and awareness raising was one of the key goals of the society, and it was mandated in our charter since then. We've been heavily involved with all those such activities and with the FEE for about 20 years now, or a little bit over 20 years. I would just like to point out our reasons for selecting Crete to host the two meetings. Apart from being one of the most recognized favorite destinations in the world, with excellent beaches, excellent food, spectacular environment, and warm, friendly, hospitable people, as I'm sure you've all find out if you haven't already done so, Crete has a very great potential for growth. And it currently holds about 50% of our Green Key hotels and about a quarter of the Blue Flag beaches in the country. And this is destined to grow because both programs are widely accepted and sought after by the people and the businessmen in Crete. So we hope that this will continue and grow.
Eko kutak.
Na Nije slučajno da je Krit izabran za domaćina ovogodišnjih skupova nacionalnih operatera Plave zastavice i Zelenog ključa. Čak polovina hotela sa zelenim ključem u Grčkoj nalazi se na ovom najvećem grčkom ostrvu, kao i četvrtina plaža sa plavom zastavicom. To je istakao i gradonačelnik grada domaćina Hanje.
Crete and especially Chania were selected by the Greek company for the protection of nature and the International Operator Foundation for Environmental Education because of their dynamic attendance to the programs for environmental and local economy benefits. It is a fact that even of 11 of our beaches have been awarded with the blue flag, making municipality of Chania one of the first 5 regions with blue flags all over Greece.
Međunarodni direktor programa Plava zastavica Sofi Bashe Granados predstavila je koje će biti na programu ovogodišnjeg skupa.
We have basically more than 50 people from all around the world coming from Europe, of course, but also Mexico, Canada, South Africa, etc. We'll be discussing blue flag criteria, strategies, developments, and of course exchanging best practices to ensure the program remains strong and evolves so as to always raise environmental education and awareness. And we will also discover the culture and a little piece of the country of one of our members, Greece. Crete also has more than 100 blue flag sites and 11 in Hania. And so for all these many reasons, we probably will have to come back here for holidays. But in the meantime, I hope that we will have a very productive meeting and make enjoyable memories.
Tokom dvodnevnog rada velika pažnja bila je posvećena pitanjima kvaliteta vode za kupanje, naročito od kako je na snagu stupila nova evropska direktiva po ovom pitanju. Predstavljeni su i predlozi novih kriterijuma koji bi povezali program Plava zastavica i Zeleni ključ, kao i oni koji se odnose na ekoturističke brodove. Posebnu vrijednost skupova nacionalnih koordinatora Plave zastavice predstavlja i razmjena iskustava. Ove godine 10 zemalja bilo je pozvano od strane međunarodnog žirija da predstave svoje najbolje primjere u praksi, a među njima bila je i Crna Gora. Proteklu sezonu obilježio je i projekat Adopt a Beach, čuvenog proizvođača osvježavajućih pića Corona. On je primijenjen u 5 zemalja: Kanadi, Engleskoj, Italiji, Meksiku i Španiji. Ovogodišnji skup bio je jedinstvena prilika da svi nacionalni koordinatori učestvuju u kontroli jedne od plaža sa plavom zastavicom. Bilo je u pitanju kupalište Pilot Beach Resorta. Na kraju konferencije Sofi Bashet Granados sumirala je rezultate ovogodišnje konferencije.
All right, and to finish, when you go back home, please keep in mind all what the discussing, all the inspiration you could take from this meeting. 2015 will be a year of opportunities with Corona, with new criteria. There's a lot of things happening in Blue Flag. It's really exciting. Please, you know, be on the journey with us and look forward to meet you again next year.
Program Plava zastavica sprovodi se u našoj zemlji od 2003. godine, kada je nevladina organizacija EKOM postala pridruženi član Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju i time stekla pravo da bude nacionalni operator za Crnu Goru. U proteklih 11 godina, kako u pilot fazi, tako i samoj kampanji, učestvovalo je preko 40 kupališta, a dodijeljeno je ukupno 160 plavih zastavica. Program Plava zastavica 2005. i 2007. godine dobio nagradu Wild Beauty Award za doprinos kvalitetu, afirmaciju i promociji turističke ponude Crne Gore. Sve najbolje plaže u našoj zemlji 2006. godine bile su iz programa Plava zastavica, a 2013. godine dobijena je i Zelena zvijezda za najbolju ekološku kampanju u Crnoj Gori.
Cijenimo sve što nas okružuje i pomozimo malo. Da za vrijeme koje dolazi sve ostane zdravo.
Eko kutak.
Eko kutak. sastanak nacionalnih koordinatora programa Zeleni ključ održan je 20. i 21. oktobra u gradu Retimnu. Nacionalni koordinatori iz 31 zemlje Evrope, Kariba, Meksika, Afrike, Srednjeg istoka i Japana okupili su se na dvodnevnoj konferenciji kako bi razmotrili stanje i budući razvoj programa Zeleni ključ. Glavne teme ovogodišnjeg skupa bile su revizija kriterijuma zelenog ključa, podizanje ekološke svijesti i ekološka edukacija u okviru programa, promocija ovog programa koji je postao jedan od najznačajnijih i najprestižnijih turističkih oznaka na svijetu, saradnja sa međunarodnim partnerima i hotelskim lancima, kao i razmjena najboljih iskustava i primjeri iz brojnih zemalja. Ovogodišnji skup programa Zeleni ključ podržali su opština Retimno, regionalne vlasti Krita, Ministarstvo turizma Grčke, a domaćin je bilo Grčko društvo za zaštitu prirode, koje je nacionalni operator programa Zeleni ključ u Grčkoj. Ispred Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju skup je otvorila Josie Henderson, članica izvršnog odbora fondacije.
Welcome. My name is Josie Henderson. I'm on the board of directors for Free International and I would want to wish you a very, very welcome on behalf of FEE International. And we have two exciting days for us. And as I said, it's your conference, it's your time to learn, and it's your time to meet each other and to see how we can improve on the Green Key program and get more hotels. So next time, in 1.5 years, I hope we have more Green Key hotels. That would be our goal.
Na početku Sean Owens, direktor kompanije Thinking Tourism, koji je ranije upravljao hotelima u Grčkoj i sprovodio strategiju održivog razvoja turizma čuvene kompanije TUI, dao je prezentaciju o svom viđenju zelenog ključa, njegovim prednostima i manjkavostima u odnosu na ostale turističke oznake. Međunarodni direktor programa Zeleni ključ Finn Bolding-Thompson odnedavno se nalazi na ovoj poziciji. Prije toga bio je izvršni direktor Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju. Ovo su njegovi prvi utisci o proteklom periodu od kako se nalazi na čelu ovog značajnog programa Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju.
A lot of new countries have started Green Key. That is so fantastic. We have Bulgaria, Finland, Mexico, Montenegro, Norway, Serbia, Romania, United Arab Emirates and Wales. I mean, that's fantastic in 1.5 years. And of course, it has several reasons. One of them being that we have this very good relationship to some international hotel chains, making it possible that we can actually start the program, and it gives you the incentive to then to start nationally. But it's really fantastic. We also have other members that are planning, and we have some here that have given us already some ambitious goals, South Africa and Israel. But I could also mention Ghana, for instance, are also very interested in starting, and there are several others. We also have some new countries because of the cooperation with the hotel chains that are managed directly by Green Key International. They are listed there. So in total, more than 2,200 sites in 45 countries. I think that's not bad at all. Still, the main part are the hotels, 60%, but we also have the conference centers, the attractions, the restaurants, and especially the campsites as a significant category.
Eko kutak.
Održano je nekoliko paralelnih radionica na temu Zeleni ključ za male smještajne kapacitete i kampove, a posebna podrška pružena je novopridošlim zemljama koje tek treba da počnu da primjenjuju program Zeleni ključ. Tokom dvodnevnog skupa, nacionalni koordinatori programa Zeleni ključ imali su priliku da obave i inspekciju jednog od hotela sa zelenim ključem, The Artemis Palace, gdje su imali priliku na licu mjesta sa međunarodnim kontrolorima da provjere ispunjenost kriterijuma ovog programa. Pri kraju sumirani su utisci, a Filippo Carli, predstavnik Italije, je izjavio sljedeće.
Last week I was in this big institutional European conference about marine sciences and policies, and there were so many very serious people talking about what it has to be done. And in the end, the conclusion were very ordinary and general. I mean, like, we need to know our ocean better and something like that. instead here, with these practices sharing, and with this continuous discussion among each other, despite the much more relaxed atmosphere, conclusions, we managed to get to conclusion anyway, and which means that despite the very friendly atmosphere and this beautiful way of doing things, results are being achieved anyway, in a much more effective way with respect to, you know, policy and sciences. And this is also because there is no competition among countries, which is a very important issue, I guess. And there is no arrogance. I mean, I do think much better than you do, much better than my bordering country, that my neighboring country is doing, which is something that I really appreciated.
Josie Henderson, članica izvršnog odbora Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju, sumirala je svoje viđenje protekle konferencije.
It's all about implementation and sharing and no competition and learning and not getting your model confirmed, but to get your model improved. And I think that's really what we've been doing here those past 2 days, which has been great because I've been learning a lot from Sean when he told me there were like 500,000 hotels and more than 130 eco labels, and we have only 1% of the market has an eco label, and we have 50% of this market. So it's great. So it would be great if in 4 years we could say we have 100% of the market. So it's been really, really interesting, and I think you all contributed to that. So what I would also like to ask you, besides Filippo, which you did great, the conclusions, what you really liked about those 2 days. And then, don't worry, after that I'm going to ask you what you really didn't like. So is there any volunteer who would want to say what you really, really did like? Maybe 2 things about those 2 days.
Program Zeleni ključ bi trebalo uskoro da počne da se organizuje i u Crnoj Gori. Nacionalni operator programa Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju u našoj zemlji, nevladina organizacija EKOM, do sada radila sa 2 značajna ekološko-edukativna programa, Plava zastavica i Mladi ekoreporteri, a od ove jeseni pokrenut će se inicijativa sa nadležnim ministarstvom, Privrednom komorom, Crnogorskim turističkim udruženjem, Nacionalnom turističkom organizacijom o pokretanju ovog značajnog brenda za hotelske i druge ugostiteljske objekte. Emisiju je vodio Radio Saša Karajović. Programska podrška emisije EKOM, Udruženje za ekološki konsulting u Crnoj Gori.